Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farmer ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, today's commodity futures market sold off and was lower across the board. Pretty much every commodity, starting with the energy futures, down today. The crude oil market down $5 a barrel, put May at $5.19, lower at $59.44. So we're back below that $60 level on the crude oil. Heating oil is down about 12 cents, and so was the unleaded gasoline. But the feeder cattle and live cattle were higher earlier today and fell off throughout the day. April live down 77 at 118.65. The June's down 240 at 119.62. August live cattle down 265 at 119.02. Those were roughly $3 off of their highs earlier in the trading session. March feeders finished at 135.55, down $1.37. The May's down $3.50. So the May was the weakest feeder cattle. August 155.65, down 232, after going all the way up to a new high here at 158.97. So that was a surprise sell-off. It was across the board. It seems like all the commodities were lower. Today's kill is 111,000. That's disappointing. Last week it was 118,000. Box beef at midday was relatively quiet, up 15 cents on choice at 228.62. The select was up 21 cents, 217.80.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Just like the other commodities, the grain futures were under pressure here today. Corn ended up down anywhere from 11 to 12 cents in the first 3 months, while new crop December down 7.5 at 468. The soybean market was the weakest of the grains, down 26.25 in May at 1391.5. July down 26.5 at 1379. The November beans being down about 30 cents here, which put them at 1205.5. Currently, the stock market's down 65 in the Dow. It was 33,233 was the high. Right now, it's 32,952. So the equity market's right along there with it. The bond, 30-year bonds, down 31 points or nearly a point at 154.06. It seemed like the main fund driver here is the grain driver here was the hedge funds are extremely long across the board for corn, beans, and wheat futures. And then the lack of any threatening or stressful weather down in South America at this time. And then even the improving crop conditions here in the United States with soil moisture conditions improving with the rainfall. And there's some rainfall actually expected through tonight and into tomorrow for a large part of the plain. So that ought to be beneficial going into planting season. And then we'll end the month at the end of this month with planting intentions. Of course, estimates are all over the board. Some people are up as high as 95 or more million acres for corn. I think the average guess is right at 93 million acres.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.